Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
Shane Gillis at the ESPYs. If you see some of the clips, Josh had to find one we felt comfortable using on the air. There are probably more that we could, but there are several that we probably can't or shouldn't. He was great. No doubt about that. I mean, he was pretty great at the ESPYs. He's funny, and he was great. A Shador Sanders joke that's pretty tame. Or some that were not so tame. So anyway, I tasked Josh with finding one you could use. How many candidates were there?
Oh, there was like...
He had a lot.
There was a lot that I wanted to use, but, you know.
Do you guys ever remember caring about the ESPYs? By the way, good morning. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today and tomorrow. Owen's here. Josh is here. Do you remember caring about the ESPYs at any point?
I had to ask my dad last night, what's the ESPYs again? Okay. I don't even remember what the ESPYs are.
I don't know what ESPY stands for.
Well, it's the ESPNs, basically.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. It's just,
all right. I didn't know if it had like an if it was like an acronym like ESPN.
Right. Let Grandpa tell you a tale about the ESPYs. The ESPYs used to be a little bit more of a gimmick award show. In that, I mean, I can remember, I'm being 100% serious, I can remember there was once an ESPY for best performance by an animal at a sporting event. And what might have won is a rabbit running on the field at Notre Dame or something like that.
Oh, so like an unplanned animal like on
yes,
the field.
Yes.
I thought you meant like where that guy like throws the frisbee the full length of a football field and the dog catches it or something.
No, there used to be categories, best performance by an athlete on television. Charles Barkley on SNL. It used to be that, where it was kind of a joke. You'd have player of the year. Then it turned into, let me see if I can find the defunct ESPY awards.
They did Team of the Year last night, which was interesting but kind of weird who they like put against each other. Like they had the Eagles win it, but they also had as finalists like North Carolina, lacrosse, and all these other teams. It's like you're competing against an NFL team that won the Super Bowl. How are you going to win Team of the Year? You know, like that one to me just seems kind of weird.
Yeah. There used to be a Showstopper of the Year award where Jim Abbott threw a no-hitter for the Yankees. He was missing a hand. He threw a no-hitter. Showstopper of the Year. I'm trying to find the defunct categories. Outstanding performance by a sports personality in an attempt to break into show business. That was an award. Shaq won that in 1993. Outstanding performance by a sports personality in a commercial. Went to Larry Johnson because of he was his character Grandma Ma in old Converse commercials. Outstanding performance by an athlete in entertainment. Charles Barkley, John Kruk, and George Seifert won that. I don't know what George Seifert won it for. In 2001, they awarded most spectacular play. Kind of play of the year. Again, now it's become more of an attempt to be a real sports award where it's after the All-Star game. That's yesterday's the day of the year where none of the four major sports are performing. So, yeah. The ESPYs. It used to be kind of goofier. And now it's, you know, best player, best this, best that. There was a tribute to Lee Corso last night. I don't know if you saw that. That was really cool. They had the USC band come out, play the theme to College Game Days. Corso gave a big speech. So it's had its great moments along the way. Best play. Did they still do best play last night?
That seems like an unavoidable one to give away, right? I don't think you could do a show like that without having if they had a best team, they got to have a best play, right?
So the best play last night, you know what won?
Was it Josh and Cooper?
No, it was not.
I would have guessed that.
Was it
I did just
Saquon
guess.
Jumping over a guy?
It was. It was Barkley jumping over a guy backwards. Pretty good. I mean, it was pretty good.
I don't know. It was the Josh Cooper play, I think, maybe is more impressive just because of there's more, it's not just one guy jumping over somebody. It's coordination by two parties sort of finish it. And did Saquon score on that play?
He did not.
He just jumped over the guy and got tackled right away, right?
You know how you can tell the SBs are not that important? Here's the number one case for why the SBs are not that important. This is unassailable. Josh Allen was nominated for an SB last night and did not win. And Bills fans aren't mad about it, right? There's not an online, how dare you give it to SGA instead of Josh. It was Josh, Saquon, SGA, and Shohei Ohtani.
Athlete of the year.
Best male athlete. That's best male athlete. Josh didn't win an award, and Bills Mafia has not started to riot.
There's not a billboard outside
that's what I mean.
Studio right
Number
now.
One case that nobody really cared about the ESPYs. You got breakthrough athlete, record-breaking performance, championship performance, best comeback athlete, best play. So the best play was Barkley's hurdle, Tyrese Halliburton in game one of the finals, Trinity Rodman OT goal to send the women to the national to the semifinals in the Olympics, and Sabrina Ionescu Logo 3 game winner in WNBA Finals Game 3. That was it.
Not even a nomination for the Cooper-Josh touchdown.
No.
That feels surprising to me. I don't know. Or even the Kansas City run from Josh, I thought maybe would get a nod there.
It is, I mean, what are you supposed to do with best team? Right. Like best team? The Eagles won best team.
Well, that's what I was saying before. Like they were going up against the North Carolina women's lacrosse team, like a college team.
Right.
Like it, I don't think it's very fair to like these other teams that are getting put up against them. Like it's,
I don't know how you pick. I remember one SB for best team that made me mad. They beat out the Panthers, the Dodgers, the Liberty, the Ohio State Buckeyes, Oklahoma City. Like, all right, fine. The Eagles win best team.
Okay.
They weren't even the one seed in their conference.
Right.
Okay. The one that bothered me the most was, and this is so stupid, I can't believe I'm sitting here talking about an ESPY loss, but when the New England Patriots were undefeated and lost in the Super Bowl, I felt like they should have won best team, even though they lost a game,
right?
And they did not win best team because they didn't win the Super Bowl.
And the Eagles won best team probably only because
they won the Super Bowl. Right. Anyway, whatever, the ESPYs.
Ovechkin had a best record-breaking performance because he broke Gretzky's record.
That's pretty good. Who is he up against?
It doesn't say here. Just so
I've got that
the winner.
I've got that. He's up against Kevin Durant in Olympic basketball, Caitlin Clark, and Gino Auriemma.
Yeah, you're.
I mean, Ovechkin setting the all-time gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. There's the ESPYs. If you do go and see the Shane Gillis highlights, it's pretty funny. And Corso, and Lee Corso, in terms of people that have been individually responsible for building a sport. College Game Day, of course, has had such an incredible role in building college football, creating atmospheres, going on location. Herb Street and Corso, the pair, you know, whether it's actually being a part of College Game Day, being a part of the video game 25 years ago, they're both a part of that. Not so fast, my friend, is what Corso used to say in the video game. He putting on the head of the mascot, worth a laugh every time he did it. And he's done now. He's finished up that College Game Day. They paid tribute to him last night, and you know, it was a nice moment. Anyway, 803-0550. I'll get into this a little more at the 8 o'clock hour. But I put up a Twitter poll about Von. So Von Miller signs with the Commanders. His time with the Bills, we knew that was going to be done. And Von signs with the Commanders. He's on to another contender. So he goes from the Rams and then joins the Bills for 3 years on a big, huge contract. Huge moment in free agency. Like Von. Von signed with the Bills. You remember where you were, right? Do you remember where you were when you found out? And it was a big, big deal. And I remember texting Howard in all caps, Von Miller. Like, holy cow. So it ends. And they don't deliver a Super Bowl in Von's time here. You know, we dig into it more in 8 o'clock. The Twitter poll I put up is there a lesson to be learned? Do you feel like the Bills should, looking back, say, you know, that was aggressive. That was a huge commitment to an aging player to try to be the final piece to put us over the line. And it did not ultimately work out. Is there a lesson to be learned? And the Twitter poll I have up on that is, yes, bad gamble should be scared off. They should not do something like that again. Scared off, bad gamble, or worth a try, would do it again, would sign the biggest free agent to try and be the piece that gets you over the finish line. And I'm happy to report that three-quarters of the votes are, that was worth a try. I agree with that. I think it was definitely worth the try. If you could go back and undo it, and I gave you $120 million to spend somewhere else on a six-year deal, you might be able to find it. But I feel like it was worth the try, and I hope they're not scared off by it. I think it's that's the game. That's the game they should be in. That's the poker table they should be at, is the high stakes table. Don't be afraid. Push them in. Lose. You know, don't be scared off by that. And the way that they've built their roster to this point, I don't think it indicates they are scared off by it. But you could make the case that they shouldn't do it again, and they should have this kind of build instead. You know, the Diggs kind of idea, Diggs gets all the attention because, oh, wide receiver one, nobody that's above the team, no star, it's okay for everybody eats. Vaughn, I mean, it's not exactly the same because of the position, but Vaughn was, oh, yeah, if this player becomes available, you make room and you fit him in because he's so good. And when he started out, he was that good. Injury happens. I don't know if you'd say it was because of age, but it was a big, big commitment to an aging player. Is an injury more likely at that age? Is recovery tougher? I think you'd make a case for that. He had already torn his ACL once before in his career, a second tear. You know, once a guy gets hurt, maybe it never comes back the same way, especially a second time. Tre'Davious White, the Bills, of course, go with the ACL, then the Achilles, and then it's kind of over for Trey White. Now he's back, and I don't know that Bills fans have much faith in him just because injuries took him down. But he's back. So maybe we'll dig that a little more at 8 o'clock. 803-0550. Do you have a thought on that? Is there any sort of look back, an obituary on Vaughn's time here and whether or not that was a worthy gamble? I think it was. And I'd like to see them do it again whenever that comes up. 803-0550 on WGR.